The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the useful qualities for the ongoing and day in, day out, and breath in and breath out practice of meditation and Buddhism is a quality called resolve or determination, a quality that can easily lead us to the idea that we're supposed to strain and push and grit our teeth perhaps. But it's possible to be resolved, determined on being relaxed, determined on being peaceful. And so this idea that, and then it's kind of a built-in protection from the determination being a strain or a heavy work. But still, there's a real dedication, and I like the word dedication, a real dedication to something, that there's some strength behind that dedication. And one of the ways this is talked about in the, I'll talk more about it later, but in the Buddhist tradition, in the early Buddhist tradition, is with the word that can mean in English to stand. And I take this to mean to take a stand, to really stand in your place, and to have your place be clear what that place is that we want to take a stand in here in the present moment. And in mindfulness practice, we take a stand in offering, I use that word intentionally, offering our presence, our attention to our experience, our embodied experience of the present moment. And to take a stand in this present moment experience, not to be strained or not to have a heavy thing, but to really kind of a strength, a determination, a clarity. This is where I stand. This is the grounding for where my life will flow from. And this idea that our life can flow and arise out of this creative potential of really being present here is a very radically different way of living than those of us who sometimes live in our heads and in the future and in fantasy and planning and desires. And that's kind of the ground from which things come. So here we are in meditation for the next few minutes. And so to take a stand, metaphorically, to let yourself be rooted here. And so begin with your posture. And the posture is meant to be a physical expression, a way that we manifest physically a kind of devotion or dedication to being here, present, rooted, taking a stand in the present moment experience that our physical body shares with us in providing moment-to-moment attention, lived awareness. The lived experience that is so much supported by all the different ways the body experiences itself. And then to close your eyes. And if it's comfortable to close eyes, the eyes closed is also meant to be a reminder at taking this stand or taking this place, taking, in Buddhism we sometimes talk about the kind of like they're taking our rightful place here in this world, in this time. Yes, we can, it's enough to be alive and rooted here. So closing our eyes, and then part of this ritual of resolve, determination, grounding here can be a loving and gentle taking of deeper breaths. Kind of like we're filling, as we breathe in deeply, we're filling out into the lived experience of the body. I like to think of the breathing as beginning in the very kind of core of our being, and spreading out from there as we expand in the inhale. And then the exhale is a coming back to the center, to the core, returning. Then we're letting go and returning to the place where we maybe are most centered or grounded physically. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And perhaps as you breathe in a normal way, to notice the activities, the energies of the mind as you breathe in. And as you exhale, to relax those activities of the mind. Let go of your thinking, or quiet your thinking. And then as you exhale, perhaps letting go into the body. As you exhale, relaxing the body. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the belly. And relaxing into the core of our being. And in a gentle and loving way, allow your immediate physical embodied experience to be the place of grounding, place where you stand. A kind of gentle determination and resolve. Don't mind if you wander off. Just on the next exhale, reestablish yourself here. In this experience, content to do so forever long, the momentum of the present moment awareness goes, and then do it again, here, now. One of the sayings for meditation practice, descriptions of the practice, is to be still and gaze upon everything kindly. Be still and gaze upon everything kindly. Where the idea of everything is central to this little saying. And everything includes the world around us. And I hope that as we learn to deepen, develop our meditation practice, that we're learning the ability to have a stand or be rooted in a place of attention, in a place of clear mindfulness that's not easily pushed around, not easily agitated. And in this stand, this mindful stand, that our care, our kindness, extends outwards in all directions. And then meditation practice itself as a support for being in the world caringly, kindly, compassionately. And at the end of all kind of Buddhist events, practices, there's a custom to do a dedication of merit, which I translate as being actively considering how the benefits that we've received from the practice can be shared with others. How the benefits of how we practice can be turned outwards for the welfare and happiness of all beings. Maybe in small ways that we treat others more kindly, care for others compassionately. And this is an important part of the practice because it's the way of discovering that our inner peace and inner freedom can only remain peaceful and free if in fact we are open-hearted, compassionate, and looking kindly on the world around us. Because the alternative is in some ways to shut down or close off or be preoccupied. So may the benefits of our practice today spread from us out into the people we have contact with, our neighborhoods, our towns, out across the lands, with the aspiration, dedication, that may all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.